Simon & Schuster Audio presents Madam President, a novel by Nicole Wallace. Read by Tavia Gilbert.
Chapter 1. Melanie. "Are my latest changes to the speech in the version that's in the teleprompter?" Charlotte asked as she held up a draft with her edits marked in black ink. "Yes, Madam President. I input your final revisions myself," Melanie replied in her usual calm manner. "What time are we doing this?" Charlotte was tapping her perfectly polished fingernails on the desk and swinging one of her legs back and forth underneath it as she reread her remarks. Melanie recognized both behaviors as two of Charlotte's relatively well-disguised nervous tics. "You'll go on the air at 11:02 to give the anchors a couple of minutes to set things up and announce that you are addressing the nation live from the Oval Office." "What time is it now?"
"It's 11:10, Madam President."
Charlotte nodded and looked down at the text once more. After about 20 seconds, she looked up again.
"I'm sorry, Mel, how much time until we go live?"
"About 10 minutes, Madam President. Can I get you something to drink?"
"I'm fine."
For the first time since they'd met nearly 6 years earlier, Melanie worried about Charlotte's ability to perform her official duties with her trademark steadiness. They were alone in the Oval Office, and it was Melanie's job to get the president through the next 25 minutes. It wasn't Melanie's actual job, but this wasn't a typical day. Melanie served as the Secretary of Defense, a post she'd held for the last 18 months, ever since Charlotte had been re-elected for a second term as the country's 45th president. Melanie's Oval Office assignment was as unexpected as the events of the previous 12 hours. The sound of jets patrolling the airspace above the White House and the beams of light from the helicopters hovering nearby weren't helping with Charlotte's unusually high levels of agitation and impatience. "Madam President, I need you to relax a little bit, or you're going to scare people more."
"Jesus Christ, Melanie!"
Charlotte exploded. Maybe it's good that she's blowing off a bit of steam, Melanie thought.
"Without any of our guys having a goddamned clue or hint of warning, terrorists attacked 5 cities. Hundreds, maybe thousands of people are dead. And we don't have any idea if there are more plots underway or where the attacks originated. People should be scared."
"I crossed that section out of your speech. Thought it might be a little too much straight talk for
Sample complete. Ready to continue?